Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Our support of this surge of the Afghan security forces.
It's a sham, is what it is. It's an orchestrated sham.
When we are done here today, we will not have taken any steps closer to helping more.
Where your girl has hacked off his mind were that Kanye gave Taylor Swift the Joe Wilson.
Lesbian, lesbian, your mom's a lesbian.
Disgusting.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we're not interested in whether somebody's a conservative. And we think people that call themselves liberals or progressives or conservatives are very funny, and we laugh at them, we mock them, although we hope they all eventually die very soon of natural causes, because we'd like the country to get better. And the thing that kills this place more than anything else are these political... It's killed talk radio, too. It's murdered talk radio. It has destroyed talk radio. It has destroyed radio. Because it has made the people that are in charge of our industry lazy and stupid in the way that they program radio stations. Because they say, is he a conservative? Great, let's hire him. Is he a liberal? Is he any good? No, it doesn't matter whether he's any good or not. Is he just a conservative liberal? Oh, Phil, now you're being a little rough, aren't you? No, I'm not being rough. How am I being rough when they're hiring guys like Fred Thompson? How's that rough? When they're considering giving jobs to Sarah Palin? How's that rough? When they're considering giving jobs to these other lightweights. I'm not singling them out because they're conservatives. I'm just telling you, they're not professionals. But on our show, we are not only professional, we're not only gifted in terms of the sense of humor that we bring to the proceedings, but we also are able to analyze the news and give you what's going on, and you can make your mind up, okay? I make my mind up every day on what I see. I like Blockhead Martin because he said that, Jimmy Carter, he agrees with Jimmy Carter when he says much of the criticism and the dislike of Obama is based on race. I agree with that. I've lived as a white man too long in this country. Don't give me this. Oh, but you know, there's no. Oh, come on. Who the hell do you think you're talking to anyway? I'm white. I'm not a black man. I'm white. And when I hear other white people say to me, I'm colorblind, I want to say, do I look that stupid? Really, honest. Do I really look that stupid? I mean, I know that I probably do. I just, you know, I'll do so. I'll shave my beard. I'll wear a different color shirt, something. No. It has. I swear to God, it has nothing to do with race. It's Obama's fault. Oh, come on. Maybe you can pitch that to a black person. Maybe they'd buy it because maybe they want to buy it. Although I don't know that you'd be any more successful doing that. So I believe that. But when he says 400% uptick in the threats against President Obama over Bush, now I know that Blockhead's full of crap. Why? Well, that's why I call him Blockhead. He doesn't check out his sources. He doesn't understand what it is he's reading. I don't know whether this guy reads without moving his mouth. Now we find out where he got the 400% increase in death threats against Obama for President Bush. He got it from a book written by Ronald Bessler, I think is his name, who Ronald Kessler in the President's Secret Service, one of the sloppiest books that's ever been written. He makes a claim that the threats against Obama have gone up 400% from Bush to Obama without citing any source. He just says sources inside. 400%. Now, I don't doubt that Obama gets death threats. I don't doubt that at all. And if it had been any other president other than George Bush, I'd believe it without even batting an eye. I would say to myself, that makes sense. But if some doesn't make sense, then I want to know what the source material is. Where are you getting that? Well, he ain't getting it from anything other than from, you know, he's pulling that out of the same place he probably pulls most of his ideas, his ass. He doesn't know whether it's 400%, 4%. He thought he'd put that on the dust jacket. Now, the reason why I don't buy it, because Bush was president, and Bush was at one time, guess what, the worst president we've ever had. Have you heard that lately? Okay. Guess who the new worst president is? It's Obama. Hey, Bush, I don't know if you're listening to the show, man. I don't know what you're doing right now. Maybe you and lawyer having yourself a cup of tea or a beer or watching something. Maybe, you know, maybe you're catching a rerun of Jay. But guess who the new worst president? You ain't the worst one anymore, man. They got a new one. Much worse. All right, we'll get into that. First off, though, here tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, Acorn Mull's lawsuit against Fox News. Why? You know that Acorn was infiltrated by this independent filmmaker last week, and or not last week, but from earlier this summer, and then the tapes were made available, and they were played on Fox News, and it showed a filmmaker and an actress, the filmmaker named James O'Keefe, and Hannah Giles, who is listed as a contributor on the right-leaning website townhall.com, visiting Acorn offices in Baltimore, Brooklyn, and in Washington, D.C., and also new tape we have here from San Bernardino, California. And in it, they purport to be a pimp and his hooker, and they're looking to start a house of ill repute. They want to start a brothel, and they want to get some financial information from the people at Acorn. And you heard the tapes from last week. The people at Acorn seem to be saying to them, by way of these tapes, listening to them, oh, well, there's ways you can get around that, and there's ways you can get around this, and there's ways that you can operate this illegal business. They don't say that, but they certainly understand what they're talking about. Don't claim this, don't claim that, you don't go there, she's just renting the house. In other words, they're giving them advice on how to break the law. Now, in an interview on Fox News yesterday, James O'Keefe welcomes, he says, he welcomes a lawsuit from Acorn. And we have other comments from Mr. O'Keefe, and you should know that there is intensifying scrutiny after the release of these disturbing hidden camera videos. Acorn threatening to sue Fox News, also the website Breitbart.com, and the two conservative activists who produced this expose. What are they alleging? They're alleging that the filmmakers committed a felony by shooting the footage of Acorn employees in the act of providing advice on how to falsify tax forms and set up a child prostitution business. Is that correct? Yes, it is. It's not the point, but it is technically a felony. I know because I'm in the broadcast business and I know what the law is with regard to putting people on the air or recording them or taping them or doing anything without their prior consent. Felony. But that's not the point of this film. The point of the film is that it seems to show employees of Acorn giving advice on how to skirt the laws of the United States. However, a lawyer for Acorn said Monday that statutes in Maryland and the District of Columbia made the undercover filming illegal and that the same laws should prohibit the rebroadcast of the tapes by the website biggovernment.com, where they were first posted last week, and on Fox News, which aired clips of the videos. Now, this is potentially the point. You see the difference? Is Acorn dirty as the day is long? It sure as hell looks like it to me. Is Acorn filled with disreputable people who behave in extra-legal ways? Does Acorn look for all the world like a sloppy, slipshod, crap-can organization that should only have its charter pulled? Yes. Does Acorn look like it should have its funding pulled by the Senate? Yes. Does Acorn look like they have provided false information on voter rolls? Yes. Are all of these things against the law? You better believe it. Should Acorn simply fold up and turn the whole thing into a car wash? The sooner the better. That's a big point, and that should not be missed. Point two, though, and this is very interesting, when you record somebody without their knowledge, it's a felony. Now, you can sue the website. You can sue this guy, James, whatever the hell his name is. I wouldn't know him if I fell over him, including this chick that he works with, right? However, what is Fox News doing rebroadcasting this? What is Fox News rebroadcasting video and audio recorded in an illegal fashion, violating the rights of the individuals involved? Whether or not they are committing a crime, the crime has not yet even been determined. No charges have been pressed, and in point of fact, no charges may be brought. All we do know is Fox News, a large news-gathering organization, rebroadcast the images and the sounds of people who were recorded without their consent. That is a felony. Now, Fox is a national entity. Nonetheless, they have affiliates all over the country. And I'm curious to know what their legal exposure is here. I am a member of the broadcast business, and if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know that I don't let anybody go here on this program. I don't let anybody, nobody walks here, man, especially this business that I'm in, because I've been watching it purport to be something that it isn't, and I've been watching the radio business and the television business pat itself on the back for some of the things that it does that I would personally be embarrassed to admit to. Now you got Fox News rebroadcasting the images of people without their consent, and yet do you realize, folks, that throughout the years there have been people who've been fired from their jobs for doing this, as well as having been charged with crimes, as well as having been the victims, or the recipients of civil suits, as well as having careers ruined, and Fox is taking tapes that were recorded in an illegal fashion and airing them. Now, who's calling those guys to task? Nobody, because this story's Acorn. And like the man said, perception's everything. So just understand something. Acorn sucks. And if they all went to jail tomorrow, I wouldn't bat an eye. I wouldn't lose 30 seconds of sleep if Acorn went away tomorrow. And don't tell me about all the people they help, because if they really, really did want to help people, they'd conduct themselves within the law, and they wouldn't make themselves exposed the way they do, so that every last one of them ought to be thrown into a pit someplace, right? I agree with that. But the other point in this media war that I keep telling you about, and you got to listen to me, is that Fox News is willing to break the law in order to get a leg up on their competition. And you want to know something else? CNN would do the same thing, too. CNN's kicking their own ass because they don't get this kind of inside stuff. CNN has to go after the Coast Guard and say that the Coast Guard is screwing up because there was a security threat. And then we find out it was a training exercise. And CNN's got to wipe the egg off their face and probably something else, if you know what I mean. And then they have to go on and they have to say, oh, you know, Coast Guard really screwed us up and somebody's really going to have to pay for this. And everybody knows it was CNN. Everyone knows they messed up. Everyone knows they acted like jackballs because they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And they're so pissed off that they've had the power ripped away from them by Fox. Now here's Fox News breaking the law. You don't think CNN would do the same thing in a second? MSNBC also broke the law as well. Did MSNBC rebroadcast this?
Maybe.
No, I'm thinking of something else. I think MSNBC, they hired Keith Olbermann. That's where they broke the law. I don't think you're allowed to. In any event, let's listen here as in an interview with Fox on News yesterday, James O'Keefe welcomes a lawsuit against himself and his protege there. And he basically says, you know, bring it on, because as far as we're concerned, this is, you know, this is the life we've chosen, as the man said. This is the world that we live in. This is the life that we've chosen. And this is what we want to do.
They talk about suing. What's your reaction to that?
Bring it on.
Bring it on?
Yeah.
You were that eager or that willing, basically, and why so?
Eager and willing to do what?
Well, to have them bring on a lawsuit, potentially.
It's not in their interest to attack me and Hannah. I mean, if they want to equate sex trafficking of young girls with videotaping someone without their consent, that's their moral prerogative, but that just shows you how low they are. I don't think they're going to do that. Absolutely not. They don't have any leg to stand on, so they're saying that I dubbed in my voice, which is completely absurd. We have microphone audio, and we have audio off the video, and we have the full tapes, and they've been, in some cases, given to the media. So they can attack us on that ground, but when the truth comes out in the end, they're going to be apologizing to us.
Now, here is Acorn spokesperson Scott Levinson reacting to the undercover sting videos on, he was on CNN, of course.
It's a sham. Is what it is. It's an orchestrated sham. It's journalism by Borat. That they're
Borat, not Borat.
To create news rather than report the news, and are doing so in a deceiving, not genuine way, and trying to trick people who are trying to help people. We've been demanding the raw footage, the unedited tape, the undoctored tape, to really try and figure out what was really going on.
All right, now that guy is a spokesperson for Acorn. He sounds like, well, he sounds about as slimy as he sounds, right? He probably is as slimy as he sounds, saying that people are trying to help people. Let me tell you something, Mr. Levinson and the rest of you jackasses. Nobody is buying that anymore. You got a big problem with your organization. You're right. You're right. The law was broken. And if I was CNN, rather than have some embarrassing guy like this on, I'd be talking about whether their big competitors over there at Fox, whether they are liable for criminal charges for rebroadcasting tapes that were made illegally. See? But they're not that bright. They're going to bring on Scott Levinson to talk about all the great things Acorns. Nobody's buying that, Scott. Acorn, you know what? Somebody ought to take Acorn, man, and I don't know. Maybe it's something that they've... Maybe somebody ought to eat the acorn out of... Well, never mind.
Oh, you're going to say that...
No, never mind. 877-876 fills the number. We'll be right back here. More on Acorn and another videotape revealing Acorn advising pimp and prostitute in California. San Berdu, as they say. All of that ahead of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. You know, every night we're on live streaming video on our website. That's www.philhendryshow.com. So if you want to watch the show, you can do that on our website. You can see it and you can look at it and you can go, man, that's woo, woo, wow. And, but you'll be back. Anyway, go to our website and check that out. And you can hear our live streaming audio there as well if you're not within reach. Oh, by the way, and we're very, very proud to say that we have a brand new affiliate tonight. And we welcome on board from Charlotte, North Carolina, WBCN 1660 Radio, America's Talk 1660, WBCN Charlotte. And we are going to be having more affiliate announcements in the very near future as our program, beyond my wildest expectations, is continuing to grow and no affiliates have dropped us. That's, you know.
Yeah, in the old days, they used to...
Never mind about the old days. So anyway, 877-876 is our number. So all right, so there is the Acorn story, and I want to go to a phone call, but I also want to say one thing because we were talking about this during the break, and Rance reminded me of something, and it is the following. First he asked, oh, okay, so if Fox is liable criminally for rebroadcasting these tapes as well as the guy that made them, are we? And I said, boy, I guess we are. And he said, that's horse dung because the Pentagon Papers were reprinted by the New York Times and nobody arrested those Jews. And I said, watch that Jew stuff. He said, it's okay. I'm Jewish myself. I said, okay. And then he said,
you didn't say that.
Just let me do the joke, will you? And then he said, seriously, the Pentagon Papers. I said, well, you're right. The Pentagon Papers were reprinted by the New York Times because there was a, what do they call it? There was an overwhelming public interest or a public... it was a public interest in the case. And so therefore, that's how that went down. Anyway, we'll get into it more because the more I think about rebroadcasting those tapes on Fox and thinking that they're criminally responsible, the more I think that maybe I am criminally responsible and everybody else that rebroadcast them, and we all should go to jail, don't you think? Here is Sergio in Woodstock, Connecticut. Sergio, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I was just curious because basically, I remember a few years back, at least in the New England area, there was a big sting of a news channel that went undercover who caught a lot of the Dunkin' Donuts franchises in the New England area that were owned by one gentleman. And the manager of the Dunkin' Donuts was only hiring illegal aliens. And they caught him on camera saying, green cards, don't worry about it. Don't worry about social security numbers. We'll take care of that. And basically, I mean, exposed this whole ring. Dunkin' Donuts said, we're going to investigate it. We're taking away all our stores from this guy because he basically told all his managers, I don't want you hiring Americans. I want you to hire only illegal aliens.
Yeah.
Obviously, the profit margin, I would imagine. But I don't remember him turning around and saying, oh, I'm going to hold all these news channels responsible for...
Yeah, you know what? Are you talking about Dunkin' Donuts? Dunkin' Donuts was the corporation that he had a franchise from them, right?
Right, exactly. He owned 13 stores.
Okay, and Dunkin' Donuts probably said to him, "We're not even going to go there with you, man. We're not. You know, this is a black eye for us. So you're fired or whatever they did, and we're going to take care of this, and we don't want to make this thing any worse than it is." I don't know whether the DA, what a district attorney thinks of in terms of that. Does he want to press charges? One of the other things, Sergio, is important. These are state laws. They're not federal laws. State by state, they may differ. I know in Nevada, Nevada is very different from, you ever see that stuff in Vegas? Because I think the law there is much more liberal when it comes to recording people without their consent. So it's a state by state thing. And I think it has to do with really the public relations factor. Is this going to make us look like a bunch of crybabies saying that they recorded us illegally when we're, you know, when our franchises, our Dunkin' Donuts are, you know, only hiring illegals? All right, we'll be back on a world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. More on Acorn and the Pimps in Purdue.
Phil Henry.
And Purdue.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. So there's a couple of things happening here that need to be talked about. And, if you want to, I don't know, if you want to be informed, if you want to speak intelligently, or if you just want to go into the coffee shop tomorrow morning or into your favorite breakfast place, you know, comfortable in the knowledge that you understand as well as you possibly can, what is this Acorn thing all about? Well, you're listening to the right show, because we're telling you is essentially the following. Obviously, Acorn has some sloppy, borderline criminal business practices that nobody in their right mind would put up with in any business that they owned or operated, even if it is a not-for-profit. It's despicable because of the public profile that Acorn has, the public goodwill that company had, or that organization had. And it's despicable because the Bush administration's attorneys, the Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, was run through a ringer, basically, because he wanted to look into these guys. Two of his attorneys refused to look into an organization that we know, not just from these tapes, but from their activities around the election of 2008 and around the election of 2004. They were doing business in a way that, to be charitable, wasn't, shall we say, all copacetic, man. You know, they didn't really have their act wired together very well. Their game wasn't tight, as the kids today say. You know.
Yeah, you got to get your game tight.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, so there's that. You have, on the other hand here, the guy at Acorn saying, well, they recorded us illegally. That's a violation of the law. It's a felony here in the state of Maryland or D.C. or wherever the hell we are. And that's just terrible. And we haven't seen the tapes. And how do we know this, that? The guy said, we made the tapes. They speak for themselves. You want to see the whole tape? And, of course, the lawyer's going to want to see the whole tape in discovery. I want to see the whole damn tape from beginning to end. And what the lawyer is hoping is he's going to see editing that was done. Statements that were edited so that the individuals were made to look as if they were saying something they didn't say, or he may be hoping to see this guy Bridges setting these people up or otherwise getting them to agree to say certain things. That's what the attorney's hoping for. The odds of that happening, slim to none. The odds of him getting some goodwill for his organization for this taping are people without their consent, slim to none. Is it against the law? Yes, it is. But that really doesn't matter in the overall, because as the man said there, the guy with the gap between his front teeth, the guy there on CBS who somehow is hanging on to his ass, that David Letterman, he said, perception's everything. And the perception is the following. That Acorn was caught with her hand in the cookie jar. They were caught with their employees giving advice on how to commit criminal acts. That's where that's at, and that don't look too boogie-woogie. Now, to the question of whether or not Fox can be held criminally liable for rebroadcasting tapes that were made illegally, whether Phil Henry can or anybody else, we looked it up because that's what we do, so you'll know. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a ruling on a case that was a few years ago, around 2001, this was a unidentified person intercepting and recording a phone call between a chief union negotiator and a union president. This was during a collective bargaining negotiation involving a teacher's union and the local board. After a teacher favorable proposal was accepted, a radio commentator played a tape of the intercepted phone conversation. Petitioners filed suit under both federal and state wiretapping laws alleging that an unknown person using an electronic device had surreptitiously intercepted the telephone conversation. Now, listen. Rejecting a First Amendment protection defense, the district court concluded in part that the statutes were control-neutral laws of general acceptability containing no indication of prior restraint or the chilling of the free speech. Ultimately, the Court of Appeals found the statutes invalid because they deterred significantly more speech than necessary. So they went to the Supreme Court of the United States and asked this question. Does the First Amendment provide protection to speech that discloses the contents of an illegally intercepted communication? What do you think? Does the First Amendment provide protection to speech that discloses the contents of an illegally intercepted communication? Can Fox, can Phil Hendry, can anybody else rebroadcast tapes that were made illegally? The Supreme Court held yes by a vote of 6-3. The opinion, in fact, was delivered by Justice John Paul Stevens. The court held the First Amendment protects the disclosure of illegally intercepted communications by parties who did not participate in the illegal interception. In this case, privacy concerns give way when balanced against the interest in publishing matters of public importance. A stranger's illegal conduct does not suffice to remove the First Amendment shield from speech about a matter of public concern. It's a very, very difficult question to solve, isn't it? It's a very, very complex question to solve. These are the Supreme Court justices. These are the people whose job it is to look at the Constitution and make sure that our laws are constitutional. And they said, yes, you may do that. That's why Fox is able to rebroadcast those tapes. Does it protect Bridges? Does it protect his organization as a filmmaker? No. His ass is up for grabs. He made the tapes. He did it illegally. And at the end of the day, even if he's criminally charged, the sympathy factor will be on his side because of Acorn's despicable behavior that they have responded to with defensiveness, accusations of being slimed, and very silly and childish talks about these are good people and this is Borat-style journalism. No, what it is basically you're caught with your pants down around your ankles, pal, okay? And you got it in a knot hole in the fence, all right? And that's what you do. And somebody recorded it. And is it Borat style? Maybe. And is it slimy? I don't know. And did it, you know, was it bad and terrible and a violation? Yeah, yeah. But you know what? That's what you're doing, man. You think anybody's going to forget about that because the guy made the tape and he didn't tell you beforehand he was going to make the tape? You think people are interested? The answer to that question, sir, is a no. Would I encourage the district attorney of Maryland or whoever the hell the guy is to file charges? Yes. Why? It's the law. Do I hope that this guy Bridges gets off? I don't know. I could care less. Do I like to listen to those tapes and watch them? Yes, I do. Because it is of public interest and public concern. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Here's John in Nashua, New Hampshire. And John, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Phil. I got a question for you.
Hi.
Regarding this. Legality and who's culpable and all these things. MSNBC runs this series called To Catch a Predator. I don't know if you've seen that. It's where Okay, you've seen that.
With Chris, we had Chris on the show where they, right. You know, the guy says, "How you doing, man? You're in my daughter's house or something." Yeah, sure.
Exactly, and they taped and audio tape and videotape these people that come to these homes without their prior permission or knowledge. What's the difference between that and the case here with Acorn?
Yeah. My understanding is that they get a consent. They get a consent. They get the person's consent to air the tape. Now, your question probably is, John, how did they get their prior consent? And they did not get their prior consent. But what they did is receive assistance or alert, I should say, law enforcement, and use those tapes as evidence against the individual. Now, the home is owned, I believe, or is leased or rented by NBC. So they are entitled to put cameras anywhere they want in a place that they own and operate.
Right.
In point of fact, if the home was owned by a private individual, the same thing would be true. You can put cameras anywhere you want. That's, I think, how they get away with doing it, because it's in a private residence and they have prior consent from whoever, and they have these cameras. Now, the guy can't say, you should have got my consent, because we don't have to get your consent. You walked into a house that we own. You willingly came into a private residence. Plus, they turn the tapes over to law enforcement. Now, whether those things can be used, I don't know. How do they get aired? They have to get consent from that individual to air his image.
Yeah, I wonder why. Here's incentive the guy would have to give him this, his consent to air it, though.
Money.
Put his face on the network, you know?
Yeah, money.
Money.
And I don't know how much. I know the TV show Cops. You ever see those guys on Cops?
Oh, yeah.
They give them, it used to be like $50 or $100. Huh. I don't know what it is now.
Huh.
Now, here's an interesting aspect to why To Catch a Predator doesn't air new tapes. Have you noticed that they're doing reruns of those? They don't have any new tapes. Yeah. You know why?
No.
Because the method that they have used, and there's a very, very smart attorney here in Los Angeles by the name of Blair Burke. She's working with a guy that got caught on one of these stings.
Yep.
And Blair Burke said something very simple. She said, that's nice. Can we see the transcript of the... chat that you guys used? Well, sure you can. Okay. And how do we know you haven't edited it? And the guy said, what do you mean? We're law-abiding. Oh, yeah, sure. That's really nice to hear. I'm sure you're very law-abiding. How do we know you haven't edited it?
Uh-huh.
Well, why would we do that? Well, so what she did is she introduced into the process the possibility that those guys at whatever it's called, Obscene Justice, or that group that they work with to catch a predator, those guys might be fooling around with the chat and editing it or otherwise putting stuff in there that their client didn't actually write. So it's a very good defense, and it's very smart. And in point of fact, if I was a lawyer, I'd bring up the same thing. And as a result, it has completely pulled the credibility out from underneath that show. It's a very entertaining show, but there are really serious questions as to how they go about obtaining the information they obtain that ultimately leads to these guys getting arrested. So, yeah. John, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I got to take a break. You can hear my throat starting to dry out. So I'm going to have to go and get, what do I need, bud?
Probably a bowl of ice cream or something.
All right, I'll go get a bowl of ice cream. And maybe some water, and maybe less coffee, more water. That's what people tell me, but it's more fun drinking coffee. 877-876-PHIL. Fourth videotape reveals Acorn advising a pimp and a prostitute in California. And they take the advice, and they live happily ever after, and go out of making private tapes, and go into having sex with guys for money. Mr. Bridges included. We'll be back in a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That was caught right after they turned the camera off. Not really. Anyway, fourth videotape reveals Acorn advising pimp prostitute in California. Dateline, my old stomping grounds, San Bernardino.
That's not your old stomping grounds, is it?
No, but I drive through there. A fourth video by an independent filmmaker posing as a pimp along with a purported prostitute. Boy, is that alliterative. A fourth video by an independent filmmaker posing as a pimp along with a purported prostitute has surfaced depicting an Acorn staffer in California. Surfaced. What did they find out in the desert like that other thing? Whatever the thing that was. Has surfaced depicting an Acorn staffer in California assisting the couple in their quest to obtain housing for their illegal sex business. Much like in their previous undercover stings at the group's offices in Baltimore, Washington, Brooklyn, New York, filmmaker James O'Keefe, 25, and his 20-year-old partner Hannah Giles, and they are planning to get married, who posed as a prostitute named Eden, were given assistance on August 17th from some dumbass at Acorn's office in San Bernardino on how to avoid detection by law enforcement. The couple even tell Acorn staffer Teresa Kelke, who admits on the videotape to previously having sex for money. Well, what woman hasn't? I'm joking.
No, she's talking about working for, to Hannah Fleiss.
It ain't Hannah Fleiss. It's Heidi Fleiss, and no, she ain't. She said she was her hero. She didn't work for her. That they plan on bringing in 12 girls from El Salvador to work in a home they hope to acquire via the community organization. All right, now this is not D.C. This is not Baltimore. This is new audio from San Bernardino. Teresa Kelke, pronounced Kalki. I'll say that again. Teresa Kelke, pronounced Kalki, an Acorn employee understands why a bank would discriminate against a prostitution business.
We want to set up sort of like a business to do this type of thing. And
a prostitution business.
That's right. We've been to a couple banks to try to obtain housing, a place to establishment where where you can do your work, and we faced a lot of discrimination from many different
banks. Well, I bet you have, you know, because there are a lot of narrow-minded, you know, one-sided, let's see, right-wing...
There you go, yeah.
...bleeding-heart liberals out there that you know, and they're, I mean, bleeding hearts, not necessarily liberals, because if they were liberal, they would be helping you.
Did you hear that, dumbass? Bleeding heart, right-wing bleeding heart liberals. Brother, that's a new one, man. I can only say...
You hate your job.
Now here is Kelki. She says most politicians lie about where they get their campaign funds.
So
we're bringing these girls from overseas, but we are going to take a cut of the profit, and I intend to use the profit from the tricks the girls perform to fund my political campaign and the advertising.
Do you think every congressman, every legislator, do you think that even Obama, you know, our new president, ever actually put down every single resource where they got their money? Kennedy, they got their money from bootlegging and prostitution. They got their money from running illegal whiskey.
Like I said,
you hate your job.
Now here is the Acorn employee admitting that she was even involved in an escort service, having sex for money, although she didn't make all that much.
And I ran a service.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Heidi Fleiss is my hero.
Oh, yeah.
I understand, and believe me, I do know, because I used to employ girls that would do this because they didn't care. I had people, women that would take care of every little wish, you know, every fantasy.
You don't disclose, you know, you said you have some experience maybe like 40 years ago, but it still might help us.
I have some experience in how not to get caught.
Right.
I am the one that did the bookings.
Okay.
At that time, I made $15,000, and they made $10,000. That's a lot of money.
What?
It was a lot of money for a week.
Yeah.
You know, well, for like 6 days.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was paid up front. Yeah.
In cash.
In cash. Nice. Yes.
Did you declare it all, or?
I didn't declare a dime. No,
wow.
It's cash.
You don't have to.
No.
All right. That woman, by the way, her pimp's name?
Johnny Diablo.
That woman is a textbook. You couldn't find anybody better if you searched for centuries. You couldn't find anyone better who better represents the simple-minded jackball that not all of them, but I mean, to me, that's the dumbass that essentially... in vast numbers, voted for President Obama. Now, I voted for President Obama. There's a lot of people who voted for President Obama. They're smart. But right there, did you hear that dumbass? She's talking about how right-wing, bleeding-heart liberals. Do you know what that is? Because that's like George Carlin's famous commie pinko fag. You know, how do you... What is that, you know? George, you know, what was Carlin's line? You know, workers of the world, unite. I mean, that was what a commie pinko fag... What is a bleeding-heart, right-wing liberal? I don't know. Is she smart? No, she's not. Is she really, really not smart? No, she's really, really not smart. So what she's saying there essentially is this is how I did what it is that you guys want to do. Now, my question is the following. Did you hear anywhere in that tape, because this is what you got to get down to. Did you hear anywhere in that tape where she said to them, Acorn will assist you in setting your business up in this manner, or are they just three people talking? Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, is because of this. Acorn can make the following case. Our people speak to people in a very, very real, very, very earthy and human and colloquial fashion. We are about communicating. And if people are telling us what their business is, we tell them what it is that they, you know, that they can do, what they can't do. But we're not really giving them advice as Acorn. We're just talking, right? Now, they might say that. They could say, for instance, in the tape here that we got from San Bernardino, I didn't hear that woman saying anything about, here's what we will do for you to help you get your business going. I heard her just talking about life, talking about politics, talking about, oh, yeah, operating a house to ill repute, operating a brothel, whatever you want to call it. Oh, sure, I did that. You guys want to do that? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ways you can do it. And, of course, you do hear her saying embarrassing things like, you know, and that whole thing about, and even Obama, I mean, he is our president. Lady, I mean, I couldn't have called central casting and got a better example of a real, I mean, you talk about, I mean, you talk about the idea that schizophrenia rots brain cells. I think there's something to it when I listen to this lady. She is there's something definitely missing there from the sensory portion of her brain, because there isn't any rational thinking going on there. This is an individual who is just making sure she says all the right stuff about Obama and about liberals. But let's just go ahead and talk about my past operating a house of ill repute. And I know what you mean. Life is tough. And I didn't declare a dime of it. And, oh, yeah, she walks right up to the line, man. But does she step over? That's the only thing Acorn's got going for them. That's it. That's if I was the lawyer, that's what I'd say. We have a way of communicating with people. We're street people, just like the people that come through the door. We communicate this way. You show me where we advise people that we would help them commit a crime. Go ahead, show me. We'll find out. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Bobby Dooley coming up next hour.
Phil Hendry.